Here we go. Good morning. Is someone on the phone?
Good morning, John.
Hey, buddy. Well, welcome to the cafe is open this morning, and we're serving up a, I think we have to call it the tweet sandwich.
Are we on the air now? Are you recording now?
Oh, we actually are recording. Yes, because I was checking everything out. Yes, we are on the air. We are on the air.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Well, there'll be some various sounds and echoes from the background of me dealing with some dogs.
So, well, there are.
You know.
Yes, right. You know that now. Remember how Warren G. Harding? I'm not sure you remember this since you were only a baby at the time. Remember how Warren G. Harding had a kitchen cabinet?
Mm.
Well, our current president has a cat litter cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which is substantially degraded from the Warren Harding, which led us into, of course, the Great Depression.
Right.
But nonetheless, still. There's so much that's
happening. Good morning, everyone! Monday, December 4th, coming up on the bottom of the hour, almost 6:34 a.m. You're in the Eastern Panhandle at the Caboose Cafe here with EnlightenRadio.org. At the Moose Turn Cafe, everybody, your original Dusty Footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and his sometimes sidekick, stand-up comic and well-known area actor, Mr. Mike Diesel, everybody. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. This show is currently unsponsored.
By the way, you remember... You know, in Kong, the character that John Goodman played. You didn't see that movie yet, have you? It's just great.
Yeah,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, people have been complaining.
Certain actors will do for paycheck. And
well,
I think that Sam Jackson, John Goodman, and John C. Reilly all collected a nice big fat paycheck from the studio. And that's about it.
Well, okay, you know, you work for a living, okay.
Well, they can't all be gems.
You know, speaking of absurdities, I mean, somebody came in the cafe this morning and complained that their breakfast was full of shit.
Well.
Did you read the sign on the door?
Do you understand the tax plan? Do you get it? Do you get what we're trying to do here?
The FBI...
What John Case is cooking?
That's right. The FBI is in tatters.
I'm in tatters.
Right. Comey's a liar. Flynn's a liar. But we knew Flynn was a liar.
I didn't know at the time that I knew at the time what I didn't know that I knew.
Billy Bush has clarified his interview with Donald Trump. Saying,
yes, you did say that. And it was you. Yes. Yes. I actually don't think it can get any shittier. I really. But then again, it's just Monday.
That's right. The government's going to shut down in a couple of weeks.
By Wednesday, the government will shut down. No one will have any Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security. In fact, John, I'm concerned that they're going to stop your checks.
Yes, so. I think they probably are.
And this John Case guy here is a real problem.
But they'll probably tell my wife that she's fired this morning or something. You know, but.
The tiny little red caboose cafe is going to get shut down. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got to be nipped in the bud. We got to nip this in the bud.
I mean, you know. I mean, our 25 listeners, they're a huge crowd, I guess, but by
some standard, they're 25 now, right now.
Yes.
And, you know, there's potential for that to grow. You don't know.
That's right. I know. Anyway, we're just...
But you know what? It's very difficult to say that because this is not a show for the optimistic.
No, I would say this is a show to prepare you for, you know, a later in the day thing that might be... as bad or worse than a moose
right.
Curd pie, you know, that's the problem.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we're
yes.
There's
yes.
nothing we can do about that. It's just
this is a huckster nation, man.
Yeah, we're on the down low.
Huckster nation, hucksters. We're all everybody's a grifter.
It's
everybody's
So now the GOP
has
a problem.
Hey, John, but for a small fee,
yeah, right.
I can install. We'll give you an undercoating, I swear.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
but I got to check with my manager. Hold on. I want to do this for you. I really want to help you out here, John.
Is that a service we could offer at the cafe?
But John, you got to help me, man.
A personal,
you
got to
help me. How are you going to help me?
I'm going to give you a
personal. Because I want to help you.
I want to give you a personal undercoating.
To help you. How are you going to help me, John?
A personal undercoating.
Well, I mean, that's a step. John, it's certainly a step. If you take that just a step further.
Would you like Mylar, or would you like...
We could really do some things here.
Just plain
if you buy
old
the
jam.
Whole package.
I got some ball stick jam I could put, thinking, whatever.
You know, listen, it's going to be very difficult for us to afford that lube, I'm saying.
And a gree-gree on your doorstep, too. Just think about that. You know, this is a New Orleans moment here, basically. Picture yourself in the middle of Katrina in the Ninth Ward, and here you are. Okay.
There's no, there's not going to be, for me, there's not going to be, no Christmas, no decorations, no tree trimming, no gift giving, no nothing.
Really?
No Christmas, nothing.
I mean, you're not even going to bake a muffin for me or
nothing.
Something like that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They're going to be shit.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
Really? Not even
nothing.
Shit?
Not this year. Nope. Can't do it. I can't find the rhythm that creates that. I can't find that piece of myself that existed is dead.
Oh, Mike. Is there
along with Santa Claus.
Is there going to be a funeral?
No.
Should we have one on the show here? I mean,
no.
I could say a prayer.
No.
You know, a kind of shitty prayer, but whatever. Okay.
Well, I honestly don't have time for it. I just don't. We don't have time or money or, you know, I just don't. The house is a complete disaster from, you know, my construction sign being hung out there.
How's the bathroom?
It's coming along, man. We're ready to proceed to the next phase, which will be ordering the color paints and putting, you know, a coat or two on. We're going to go two tones. We're going to go two different colors on the wall, the hallway wall and the wall facing as you open the door. And then the two smaller walls are going to have a different color. So we're going to go with a lighter and darker theme.
So,
but the wood, I took the door off and brought it out to the garage and sanded it and painted it.
So it turns out,
and it's already put back up. All the hardware is done and all the woodwork, the baseboard and the trim has all been painted with some of the loss.
All right. So, okay. We'll get it. I know that we have to move on to the shutdown here. This is a big deal. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Government
funding. And the thing is, John, is I don't think the idiot that's pretends to run everything has any idea how difficult the shutdown is going to be on people.
Well, I'm way past, you know, counting him. When I do my equations in his place, I just put a big X. I don't, you know, when, you know, just
yeah. There's nothing there. There's no there. And if people, this is one of the things we talked about. How, you know, not only within. Yeah, de facto, unfortunately for us, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are running the entire government, whether we like it or not.
Well,
they're running it. They're running. Mike Pence is hiding because he's involved and implicated all along the whole way here in the Russia scandal.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And when's the last time that idiot did a press conference? He doesn't do press conferences. All he does is fundraisers.
Well, he does a press conference with his wife every night. She interrogates him.
Mother, I can't be alone with another woman, mother.
Were you aroused looking at Kelly Conway? Kellyanne Conway? Were you?
Yeah, she's the new drug czar.
Were you? Oh, I know what she's going to do. By the way, we have a contract with Kellyanne.
She's the new drug czar, dude.
I know. I talked to her yesterday. We have
Who, Kellyanne?
Yeah. We have a new deal. She's going. Her solution to the opioid crisis is to provide the cafe with opioid-addicted corpses. Okay.
There you go. And
then we get to purify them. And so, but I told her, I don't know whether we want to give our customers heroin, you know, embedded in their, you know, Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah, I think she's willing to come up off the heroin. I don't think she's willing to come up off the meth, though. I'm pretty sure that's her drug.
Well, anyway, but Kellyanne is going to be, I think, terminating all the addicts. That's her. That's her. That's her. What was it? One of those. Remember those Nazi women that were helped as torturers, and they did various things, you know, to try and seduce the client into, or the victim into confessing before, you know, they were chopped.
What were they called?
Yes, they were madams of some sort. You know, I don't know. It's like the ultimate in sadomasochistic activity. Anyway, I think Kellyanne is going to, you know, do one of these modest proposal, Jonathan Swift, Adolf Hitler kind of things, okay? A final solution for the opioid crisis. Let's kill everybody who's addicted.
Wow.
I agree. That's where she's at. Her and Cruella DeVille there, what's her name? DeVos, Boss, you know, so, what? You know, just
Betsy DeVos.
Becky?
Betsy.
Bucky?
Betsy. Biddy. Bonnie. Broken.
Bug-eyed bug. She's a bug-eyed mother. A bug-eyed mother.
Well, and her wonderful brother, who apparently had nothing to, they didn't speak about foreign policy when he met the Russian and the Seychelles, however you pronounce
that. This is the murderer.
Aaron Prince, the former CEO of Blackwater.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Called something else.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he's a murderous bastard.
Yeah.
Yes, and he got paid lots of money to be one.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Death merchants, man. They're everywhere. They are.
They know how to run an education system.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to teach those little babies.
I had some, like you did last week, I had some questions about whether or not I should even... I was very fearful that I was going to allow Marcus to take over the microphone completely. Yeah. And you know how his vulgarity just spews like breathing. So I wanted to pull back from that because I am really, I have never been more concerned for the future of this country than I am right now.
Oh, wait till tomorrow comes, pal.
Oh, I know. I mean, it just continues to be more and more concerning. And you know, the reality is to a certain extent, national and local media is almost like very similar to an opioid or, you know, a placation device in which it just reports, it picks and chooses. Let's find some good news stories out there, gang, and let's make the masses feel, you know, really good. Well, you know what? There's only so long you can do that before people start looking and seeing through your bullshit. And I'm not accusing all of them, but I'm accusing a lot of them. And, you know, to reiterate the word of 2017 is complicit.
200 fossilized dinosaur eggs have been found in China. Okay.
Yeah.
Guess what's happened? Yeah. Guess why? You know, have you noticed recently how the moon looks bigger, you know, when it gets full? Have you noticed that? You know why that is? It's coming closer.
Hey, did I go away for a second there?
I don't know. Did you?
No, that was weird. I heard you and I said yes, but I didn't hear myself say yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that either. You know, the Microsoft is clipping off syllables. That's part of the Skype routine, and then it's using them.
I can tell you why no one heard you, Mike. I can tell you and John both why. Because I control all of it. Thank you. Good day.
I think Zuckerberg ought to get his avatar to speak, you know, in a little longer sentences.
What the hell?
This guy.
What's that, man?
Anyway, so, you know, we're the
I
super
love doing
moons.
This show because it's so professional.
It That's is.
Like.
It really
I like
is.
The, I like the timing of this show.
It's early enough that no one knows. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's early, but, you know, as you say, when this goes out into the interwebs, it can be any time, day or night, that somebody would
well, that's true.
Listen to it.
That's true. That is true.
There's nothing we can ever do to avoid the fact that we've said some of the bullshit we have said on the air. There's nothing we can do about that. It's out there, man.
I know.
It's out there, and it's going to come back, and it's going to bite you and me right in the ass, Mr. K. Do you hear me?
I do. I know. It's going to happen. But
no,
look,
good.
It's coming
right.
anyway.
Just making sure. Just making
it's
sure.
It's coming anyway, okay? Just, I don't know. By the way, climate change conference called Climate Tech, hosted by the New York Times and headlined by none other than Jerry Brown, has concluded there's no hope. The one good thing that's going to come out of this is that the insurance companies are going to go bankrupt.
Well, you know, they should. You know, the thing is, too, is, you know, Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Paul Ryan, has tweeted that about some, well, she's going to be able to, this young lady's going to be, well, she makes $30,000 a year, and she'll be able to save $700 a year on her taxes, so now she'll be able to put up her labor savings and blah, blah, blah. And somebody pointed out, yeah, well, then her insurance premium is going to go up to $850. So.
Yeah, runs out of it. Yeah.
Nothing? No? Hello? Bueller?
Oh, yeah. When
nothing?
Mueller's, you know, moving on here. He's got, he seems to have Flynn under his little belt now.
Or Mueller? Yeah, Mueller. I said Bueller. I didn't say Mueller.
Whoever,
a reference
name
to
is. Ferris
Bueller,
I wish he'd come on the
which
phone.
Which is another old reference that nobody young will ever get from this podcast, ever.
Who? Which one?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was
oh, that, yes.
Movie. It was
Ferris
comedy.
Bueller. I loved it, yes. Yeah. Sure, I watched. We used to watch it repeatedly with the kids. I was trying to encourage them to be disrespectful. And they, you know, they turned out to be pretty straight kids. I don't know what happened. I tried to.
Yeah, I think if you go in one direction, you zig, they're going to zag. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know who I am, but I ain't you. That's the typical teenage, you know, response to their parents.
That's for sure. I don't know who the hell I am, but I'm for sure not you. That's got that right, pal. Until, you know, 50 hits and you're like,
The poor parents have to deal with that sort of teenage reality.
Then you're like, and then the kid gets to, you know, 40s or 50s and goes, oh my God.
How could I have said that? Yeah, right, okay. Yeah.
What happened? I made every plan possible in the world not to become him. And I am him!
I know.
Shit!
It's just, there's nothing you can do about it. It's all over. By the way, the Paul Krugman is catching some headlines finally. He finally got up there and said the whole thing, and that the entire Republican Party is rotten to the core. Now, why that's a brilliant statement at this point, but I guess it is. Okay, so it's certainly true.
It's brilliantly redundant.
Yes. Yes. Just not.
You fellows here on this show, Senator Grassley here, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Senator.
You kids are just going to use your tax breaks to buy booze and hookers. That's all you're going to
do. No.
Lower the wealthy people work for their. I am so insulted. I have to go.
Yeah, why don't you eat some Kellogg's Cheerios or something like that? Or is that General Mills? That guy needs
he actually
needs
came out
breakfast.
And said that. Senator Grassley said that the poor would just spend it on booze and hookers.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
In other words,
because,
liquor vendors and prostitutes, prostitution, that would be right up Senator Grassley's productivity alley, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm certain he's
I mean, that's the people voting for him.
Some real.
I mean, look at the prostitutes that are his colleagues.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And the Republican Party talking about somebody being a prostitute? Are you kidding me?
I know. Are you kidding me? That is an insult to every prostitute in the country.
It is. I mean, my Lord. Okay. Yeah, it's just. For money, you're going to have sex with Trump.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. It's not necessarily.
I'm talking about the senators.
Physiological, or possibly mental act of screwing. But you're not. You have collectively gotten together to take democracy and take a big old shit on it.
I find no way to express it except to translate it completely into sexual terms, frankly. You know, and that way, I think everybody gets it.
I keep forgetting that you're regressing in years.
That's true, man. I'm trying to picture. I was just explaining the facts of life last week.
Finally.
The birds
Someone
and the
broke
bees.
Down for me.
I got the birds and the bees down now, and now I understand what's happening in Congress.
Well, I mean, the thing is it's even the effect of people don't actually understand that legislation has very, very serious consequences. And the people who generally commit to this phrase, well, both sides do it, need to wake the fuck up.
You mean
Pardon me,
you,
kids,
you,
I'm
you,
sorry.
You mean wake the Ford up, right, or something like that? The Ford is asleep.
Right. I said something there that I.
That's okay, kids. Continue with your breakfast and collect some chocolate from Mama. Okay.
Mr. Case, you are not believe
Dr. Lecter.
I have mixed up for you this morning.
Oh, what are we going to eat today? I mean, what's going to happen here? Kellyanne, have you been contacted by Kellyanne Conway?
People are going to eat their breakfast, and the rest of the day is going to be enjoyed.
You know, one of the things about I was going to ask Dr. Lecter about had he received any material from Kellyanne Conway, and I was hoping that he would not use it. Frankly, I know we can't control his taste, but.
What? About that. Kellyanne Conway looks like she was a victim of Dr. Lecter, but Dr. Lecter managed to reassemble. But not all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I see the lines where he cut. I see the cuts.
Right.
Problem is he put some bubble gum in there where the side of her face is, and it just keeps falling.
Right. and people ask me why I have insomnia. I do. I have chronic insomnia. You know? I have slept a total of, in the last 5 days, 14 hours.
Oh, my God, man. No wonder you sound crazy. It's kind of like a... Vincent Price's father or something right there. But
I don't know. Hold on 1 second. It's just like 15 seconds. Hold on. I'll be right there.
The 15 seconds.
I just needed both hands to.
Uh-oh. He's using two hands. You know, that's not necessary. One hand is on.
No, I had to remove my sweater. Shut up.
Okay. Well, that's why you can't sleep. If you took your sweater off, you could probably get some sleep.
I don't sleep with the sweater. I was... going in and out of the garage, letting the dogs out.
I see. By the way, do you think that the Britain is talking, the House of Commons had a number of speeches yesterday or the day before about revoking the invitation of Trump to have a state
visit? Well, I understand that was in the works, you know, right afterwards, his... reposting of the ignorance and racism from Britain First, which is, you know, I mean, everything from that to him sending the wrong Theresa May, the tweet, wasn't even sent to the prime minister. It was sent to the wrong Theresa May. So.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to love those smarts. And, you know, I am so tired of this line, John. Well, he speaks law like I do. Really? Really? He does? Well, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you and your family. That's a real shame. Because maybe you should grow the F up. Maybe you should think about elevating your game, asswipe.
I don't know. We're not going to. It's not likely to happen, my friend.
Well, you know, there. This is really, really awful for him, what's going on right now, because I can tell you, and I'm going to emphasize this over and over again, you do not flip Michael Flynn, former General Flynn, on some bullshit, okay? You do not get him to agree with a lighter, and in the agreement, let's keep in mind, that if Mueller wants to, he can come back and charge him with all the other bullshit he's done, despite his statement to the contrary.
Well, I mean, he ought to be charged.
This plea is a placeholder.
Oh, with
you're saying to General Flynn, you know what, asshat? You better come up with some juicy shit, or the rest of this stuff is going away. You're going away.
Well,
the
okay.
Kid's going away.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes. I think the children of fascists, you know, unfortunately, pay a terrible price, but I don't know that it can be avoided.
Well, there's certainly this stirring and inflammatory white supremacist fascist bullshit is also wearing on me. And you know, I'm going to say this again, and I'm quoting Oberman here, and I know that's not your favorite broadcaster,
that's okay.
But I will quote him saying, there are 7 freight trains headed towards this guy.
I hope they all run right over him.
So, you know, let's all keep that in mind. And hey, look, you know what? Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell got what they want. They're done. Now, they're not done completely because there's still
Social Security.
Medicare, Medicaid that they would like to get rid of completely.
So their work is not yet done. You know, I mean, their work will
not be done. But the good thing is, keep in mind, none of this bullshit is permanent, like they like to say. None of it.
I don't know how we're going to. Pandora's box has been opened, pal.
The 2018, we can slam it shut and shove it up somebody's ass.
I hope so.
So
how's that looking in West? How's that looking in West Virginia? Not that good, I don't think.
Well, West Virginia's completely screwed.
Yeah, but
it has been for quite some time. That's been an unholy alliance. With both parties. In this state, you can say both sides do it because they're guilty. Now, Joe didn't vote for this tax plan. But I will say this. You know what, Joe? I remember seeing you taking your shotgun in a commercial and firing it into the health care bill. I remember that, Joe. And I'm not going to forget it.
Okay, Mike. I know you're not going to forget it. You're going to vote against him. Maybe.
I just have, it's not that I'm going to vote against him. It's that I have issues.
I hear you, pal. By the way,
everything from that to the EpiPen.
I got some bad news for you.
Okay.
The total state funding per student, inflation adjusted, for the years of 2008 to 2015 show that the overwhelming majority of states is cutting funding substantially.
Yep.
Over the ever since the recession hit, it's just been a nightmare. The only state that is really kicking butt going forward is North Dakota. They've nearly doubled their education spending, but that's because they're rolling in gas. They've been breathing natural gas, and they're getting hot.
Well, yeah, that's the big fracking boom that my buddy went and...
But at least they're spending it.
Talking about my friend that moved there from Northern California, took his family there, moved there, worked for 2 years, and was laid off and was never able to get back in the game.
Well, I know, but...
And he's still fighting to get his compensation because they screwed him over completely.
Well, okay, if you don't have a union, you know...
Yeah, I know. That is a valid point.
I tell you one thing. It's just wonderful, though, that North Dakota decided to spend some of its hard-earned gas money on education. I mean, imagine. Yeah. I mean, that goes against the rule.
Well, also too, isn't Minnesota in much better shape than a lot of other states too?
Actually, Minnesota. Let me look at the list here. What did Minnesota do? Minnesota has increased its education funding over that period of time by 1.5%.
Right, which isn't horrific, which is actually maintaining or increasing is a good thing.
Right, okay. I got to say that West Virginia was doing okay in the beginning of the cycle, but has fallen off the wagon in the past 5 years.
I don't need no doggone come up in here with no degree. I figured that out myself. Tell you what. Y'all come over here, a bunch of damn anti-American commies, sons of bitches.
Yay.
I come in here and talk to my brother, and then my other brother, and my dad, and my mama. We're all sitting around the green tube making some vittles, eating some beans, trying to figure this whole damn thing out. Y'all sons of bitches just run your mouth.
Is that Cooter or Cletus they were talking
about? I don't even know. No, I'm going to tell you. You can figure it out.
Well, figure something out.
I'm a guy. Got to go out and fix up the moonshine.
Fix it up? What, you drinking?
I got a leak. I'm going to go fix it.
Why don't you take a pee first in the bottle?
You sons of bitches out there, a bunch of goddamn commies. Sick of your bullshit. And I'm not a man who normally is given to cursing.
You're unemployed.
But you have driven me to that point, Mr. Case.
You're fired.
I'm tired of it, and you can't fire me. I'm like, going. Bye.
You're fired, buddy. You're fired. You know, I'm sorry.
He just,
Boy, yes, I know. Anyway.
Well, hold on a minute there, Mr.
It's governor. It's a horse's ass of a governor.
I'm going to have to agree with that previous guest that you just had on. Y'all bunch of anti-marking commies coming on here talking all this nonsense. This here tax structure going to make everything better.
Speaking for the old Bolsheviks,
I done did it. And you don't know you can't do nothing about it.
When I get elected governor, first thing I'm going to do, governor, is I'm going to expropriate all of your property.
I done did it.
I'm going to put you in, and I'm going to sick you one of your minds, and then I'm going to set fire to it.
Hold on.
You're a jackass.
Hold on. I gotta
just die. Why don't you just drop
my
dead?
Leg up off. Okay.
What a man. Oh, good. Here we go. Why don't you flush the toilet first? Could you do that? Leaves a mess in the bathroom every time.
Every single time.
You know, I don't know, man. It's just...
I don't get it. I just don't get it, Mr. Case. I have no idea where that came from. I know this. It's there's a lot of consistency there. Oh, wait, there is.
Yes. My wife was wondering what we were doing.
What's that?
She heard me say, my wife heard me say, drop dead, and she came in.
Oh, she's like, what's wrong with you guys? You know, it's so... weird when I'm on the phone, you know, doing different things, and my wife comes to check it out.
Are you okay?
She's like, what? You all right? Hold on a second here. Oh, I got
man.
Situation with the dog here.
Now, don't do that.
We got our older dog had a hot spot, and she has chewed her fur completely off, and, We seemed to be treating it, and it seemed to be healing. And then we went out and came home, and she had a completely larger one on the other side.
Really?
Our traveling vet is stopping by this afternoon to give our small little kitty, who constantly chews herself open, who has a terrible dust allergy, and I'm gonna add this doggy to the list of shots that need to be distributed.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm not kidding. Okay. I don't want, you know, the shots will, I think it's very much like cortisone, but it will eliminate the pain and itching.
Well, I hope so. That's good. I mean, that'll be
so that'll help. But I mean, that's all we can do for her. I mean, she's almost 15 years old, for God's sakes. So.
Well, you know.
Hey, by the way, everybody, welcome to the Moose Turn Cafe. It's December 4th. It's Monday. Here at the Red Caboose Cafe with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case. This is the Moose Turn Cafe on enlightenedradio.org. Well, there's sometimes sidekick and occasional stand-up comic and actor, Mr. Mike Diesel. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. Hey, everybody, this show is currently not sponsored.
That's true. I have another message that I'm going to use now every time Cletus comes on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta dig this here. Here we go. See what you think about this.
Okay.
It's coming up now. Well, right. I don't know. What's going on here? Come on. It's not doing it.
I was led to believe that you were the technically gifted among them.
I am. I'm technically gifted, but you know, there's the thing. There's a little thing about the plug. There's a little thing about the plug that it just becomes impossible to deal with. I'm sorry about that. I didn't have anything plugged in. It's bad.
Explain it.
I don't know. I can't explain it. Anyway,
I always say that speaking of plugged in, my entire empire is plugged in, and you listen to the news and I bring you. That's what I'm saying. Forgive me while I fire off my weapon.
So I was going to, every time that Cletus comes on, I was considering, firing off the weapon here and then asking Cletus if he felt any pain as the bullets passed through his head.
Wow. I think once you get to the fourth one, maybe, might be an itch.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I didn't have the sound set up right, but I apologize for that. Okay, so other important news that I think we need to comment on here. Why do Democrats keep losing elections?
John! They just won! Where did you get that shit from?
Where do they? I'm reading.
They just won
Times.
In Virginia. They just won in New Jersey. They just won in Oklahoma. What are you talking about?
I'm pessimistic.
Jesus Christ, John.
This is
very much like too much, not enough. Not enough, too much. Too much, not enough.
Well, you're right.
Come on.
You're right about that. Okay. I take it all back.
Jesus. God Almighty.
I changed my mind.
You know, I may have overreacted. I apologize. But that water running in the background is me rinsing out my coffee mug.
Really?
Yeah. I was rinsing out my coffee mug because I have consumed an entire pot of coffee.
No wonder you can't sleep. No wonder you can't sleep.
No, this morning I have. I slept last night for the first time in about four nights. Actually, I slept for about 5 hours.
Okay. Well, I think you need to, get something needs to happen here, pal. You need to get it together.
Something has to have happened.
A apparently.
I am. I'm. I did the treadmill yesterday for the first time in a long time. So, I don't want to say this on the air. Never mind.
If you don't.
It's about my personal life. You'll have to call me after the show, and I'll tell you what's going on.
Okay. We'll do that. That's good.
Nothing. It's nothing crucial. It's just we have to discuss a few things about. We had talked about coming in and redoing all the cutaways.
I would love to do that sometime, whenever you get time. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have some time.
I sent you. I am going to make some.
The old racist Kramer.
Yes.
Who are these people?
There are huge protests in Honduras, by the way. I mean, tens of thousands of people. They don't like the election.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So that seems to be falling apart. Venezuela has decided to fight back against sanctions by creating its own petrocurrency. Corsican nationalists make a strong showing. What is a Corsican nationalist? I mean, that's Don Corleone's family, right? Or something like that, right? Or is that Napoleon's grandchild?
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, the Corsican nationalists.
Hey, let me tell you, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Man with no name.
Listen, I don't think you need to mention that name again. That's all I'm saying, all right?
I didn't.
I heard something you said. I was listening, all right, Tony? Tony, Tony! Did he say he said that, didn't he? He's nodding his freaking head, all right?
Okay,
all right, that means you said it. That means you don't say it again.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, yeah, yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Start the freaking car!
Well, you I know you have to go every morning, but, we...
No, I think go to him and go to us means...
Different things. Okay.
Right. Hmm. Yeah.
So now it turns out that Trump said that the Yemen radicals fired a missile at Saudi Arabia, but they didn't.
Oh, well, you mean that my favorite line, that the Permatan plutocrat said something wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for him to say anything that's true.
There seems to be an incapability within him or any of his direct supporters to say anything that's truthful at any given moment, ever. You want to talk about gaslighting? This is gas, coal, oil, fracking fluid all mixed into one. Shoved down your throat. That's what it is.
Okay, we have the latest on Jared Kushner's peace plan in the Middle East.
Yeah.
It completely ignores Palestinians.
Yeah, of course it does.
Big surprise.
Yeah, that's shocking. I can't believe that. Really?
Him and Netanyahu. Oh, yeah. I mean, Netanyahu has the same plan for the Arabs that Kellyanne Conway has for heroin addicts. He's going to serve them up at the Moose Dirt Cafe.
His popularity rating is every bit as high as Congress's.
Oh, man.
I mean, as this whole thing continues to move forward, the restructuring of it's going to be difficult. But I'm hoping, as my older brother has expressed to me, that the astronomical shift to the left will be so hard and so fast it'll scare the shit out of all of them.
Well, we're going to see this. This is not going to go anywhere. I mean, this is all just, why they send Kushner over there to do this is, I guess, because he likes the Saudi princes, but.
Well, he's good buddies with the Saudi prince, but above and beyond that, there's a couple of different mechanisms in place that I think will make anything that he does really, really difficult and suspect. He's already compromised himself by coming out and announcing some of the things he said that he did and didn't do, and then finding out that that was complete and utter bullshit. Again, this guy probably more than likely has lied under oath to Congress.
I hope so.
And there's a very real possibility that he's lied to the FBI.
I hope that's true, too.
So, you know, these...
Anything that gets rid of him is good by me. But however, I am not happy. Here's the thing. I mean, I don't see where the fix is. I mean, besides getting rid of this guy, there's a rot that is so deep in this country. I mean, look at the Republican Party in Congress. They've used Trump. They've allowed him to build a little umbrella around which they can do, you know, all their damage that they've been trying to
do. John, I'm going to call you back in like 3 minutes.
All right, man. Take care, buddy.
I'm going to call you back.
So it's just you know, there's nothing new there. It's a disaster of the first order. And in celebration of that fact, we'll play a little tune here. If I can find the right one. My problem is I gotta find the right one. Friend of the Devil. Yeah, we go. You don't have to say.
There was a phone
keep it
call.
A secret. Keep it a secret.
It was an important phone call.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I played a little bit of riff from Friend of the Devil, and while you were gone, I think that's an appropriate song to. The Devil has, and Daniel Webster would be a good one too to go back and revisit.
Sure.
You know what happens when you make a deal with the devil? Okay. You gotta, if you do, you got to work your way out of it somehow, okay?
What was that? Was it T.S. Eliot? Who was it that wrote something about how hell was a place where you could go and you could still go and visit your relatives and people in heaven, but you could only do it for one day a year. Then you had to go back to hell, but hell was something of your own creation.
Well, that's like,
obsession.
Wasn't that part of the Demeter myth a little bit, you know, where, you know.
I think that might be it, yeah, in that you,
spend half
if you
a
could
year.
Just, if you can just release yourself from your obsession, you could make it to heaven. If you would just stop being so obsessed about someone did this or someone did that, and you have nothing but, you know, vengeful thoughts or, you know, you can't release yourself. So in this, I think, interpretation, hell is a construct of your own making in your mind.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I was I've been reading the latest, the new biography of General Grant by Ron Chernoff. He did, I think he did Alexander Hamilton, too.
Right.
A while back or something like that. Unbelievable bio. Really great.
Right.
I highly recommend it. I'm only about a third of the way through it, but it's just, I ran across one just really beautiful quote yesterday. It was about John Brown's raid on Harper's Ferry. And at the time that it happened, Grant was a Democrat, even though he was a pro-Union, I would call it Democrat. And he had a cop. His father was like a pretty strong abolitionist, but he married a woman whose father had owned slaves, right? And so he had a little some family conflicts.
A little bit of controversy in his own family.
Anyway, he would do things like, for example, his father-in-law, in order to humiliate him, when he was trying to make it as a farmer for a while, would gave his daughter three or four slaves that could help out. Grant didn't say much about it, except because the reason he gave it to him was it was humiliating to see a family member out there hoeing the ground. A gentleman farmer would never get out there and pound the ground himself. You have your slaves do it, right? And of course, you can't make slaves work unless you beat them. Quote. So anyway, but Grant, the slaves came in. He didn't say a word. The slaves went out to work in the field. He went with them. He just spent all day in the field with them. Okay. And then finally, when the father-in-law gave him a slave, okay. As a thing, and he immediately went down and manumitted freedom.
Wow!
And then years later, when they moved north, and two of the slaves that actually her father had given her his wife, they ran away, and she said, "Well, why would they were so nice? They always treated me so nice." And Grant just laughed. Of course, they ran away. What are you talking about? Anyway, but his quote was about John Brown, which is the one I wanted to get your reaction to, and that was that it's complete insanity for 20 men to think they're going to overthrow slavery and the Confederacy and slavery in the South. He said, because the Confederacy had not yet been established, and then he says, but when he said that such a great evil can only be purged by blood, that was a prophecy indeed. That's Grant on John.
Well, I mean, I had a sneaking suspicion or sneaking fear in my own mind that we may be in the midst of, whether it's on the ground or in the air or on our high, wherever, we may be in the midst of the Second Civil War.
I don't know. We're in something.
In this country, it's,
we're in something.
I understand that it's a war of ideas. I get that. But at some point, and, it's not that hard to see, as you mentioned about education, the constant cuts in education. That's a reality that is just there. The constant, almost depraved attitude towards the poor and the sick. The ability of this bullshit team to blame the other. The ability of multinational and even to United States corporations who make and rake in trillions of dollars and hide that money and then lie and say they need more money, which is a complete and utter bunch of bullshit. If the businesses are doing so well, why the hell do they need the big break? Okay, this sale of crap that continues, it's amazing how many people believe that bullshit. That's what's structurally wrong. It is incredible to me how they can continue to allow themselves to be bullshitted.
Well, you're going to pay. I mean, the price paid down the road is obviously many different political as well as economic, but economic for sure, because this is a competitive question here. And, you know, the amount of how you can, how much of your labor you can devote toward advanced stuff is going to determine ultimately.
Well, not only that, John, you said something interesting. You know, that's the other thing about what's going on in Alabama. Is you elect this guy, get ready, because the boycotts are just starting.
Oh, there you go.
And these are corporate boycotts.
I hope so.
They are just beginning.
I hope so.
And every one of Alabama's residents will feel it.
I hope so. Yes.
Look what happened in North Carolina.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the pain gets unbearable. Problem is, where is the release from pain?
I know.
Where is the release from pain? Where is the growth model? Where is the shared prosperity? How does that come back together? I mean, I'm telling you, my friend.
John, I don't know.
I don't either.
I honestly don't know. All I can do is do my part. I'm not gonna give up.
No, you can't. Well, you won't. They won't let you. I mean, you know, as long as you breathe, you're gonna have to, resist. Okay, but I understand.
I have to do what I do, whatever that may be. That's attempting to one support some of the groups that are in the area that I've seen develop over the last year and a half. Progressive groups that want to, try to support and maintain progressive candidates, both in Berkeley and Jefferson, all over the place. But I don't know if we're going to be able to do that because of the stranglehold that the GOP has developed in this state.
Yeah.
Now, they certainly aren't infallible. They certainly aren't unbeatable in certain areas. There's still some, there's some folks that are on the fringe and vulnerable that are beatable. But it remains to be seen whether we're able to convince a great many people to come out and not support these god-awful plans that continue, John, to make people just want to leave the state, especially young people.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Whether you have a deal with China or not, you're within in the construct of your deal, the reality is all you're doing is switching oligarchs.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, pal.
That becomes a trade-off, and you're still going to owe. And who are you going to owe? And how much are you going to owe? When's it due?
Can the Democrat...
Where are you going to invest the money? Where's the money going?
Right.
None of that has been brought to the forefront. None of it.
Can the Democratic Party in West Virginia fix it?
Can they? Yes. Will they? No. I don't. As we have said, it's a heavy lift. It's a long term fix.
The only person that's done reasonably well from a progressive standpoint in the state is Bernie Sanders. I mean, he did well. He won the primary and he got a lot of votes. Okay. He got more votes than most of the Democrats are getting, as far as I can tell. Okay, and now I don't know about Manchin. Manchin's may still be, in a majority.
I watched the commercial for Blankenship.
Oh God, what's it say? I didn't see it.
It's like watching some commercial for InfoWars. It's
get ready.
I expected Alex Jones to come on and endorse him any minute.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was doing a bunch of rants and stuff.
No, he wasn't. Just an announcer was talking about how the numbers were faked at Upper Big Branch.
It was all
a plot, a conspiracy.
Oh, of course, yeah, right. Those dead people aren't dead. They're just...
I think he's looking at it like, well, if Roy Moore can win, then I can certainly run.
It's an interesting form of logic there. Yes. Right. If a mule can run for president, well, then why can't a cockroach?
Exactly.
Speaking of Don Key, our president, I sent the White House a copy of the arrests of donkeys in India that took place, but after they were warned not to eat plants.
Did you get an immediate response?
I'm waiting for the tweet, you know. Donkey.
These terrible donkeys.
Yeah, that's right, donkey. My mama was.
They all have to be shot.
Yeah, had to be shot.
Awful.
Yeah, really, it cost too much to keep him in jail.
I'm Eric.
I don't even know what's going to happen. It's what's going to happen next, except that the Republicans are just having a game day. They've just handed themselves a paycheck of.
And that's fine and dandy for now.
They've destroyed the healthcare system.
And they're doing their victory lap and, you know, high-fiving each other, the way that only rich white men can high-five each other. It's quite embarrassing. I wish they would stop. People, this was as popular as nothing. I mean, it had a 23% approval rating in the country, and they still voted for it.
Yeah. Of course I know.
I mean, this is a bill that's unpopular among his base.
Oh, well. But it's not the real base. You have the fake base and the real base. Okay, come on. The real base is the billionaires, and they're pleased.
Hey, by the way, everybody, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. It's December 4th, Monday. It's almost 7:30 in the a.m. and 7:24 in the a.m. We are Most Turned Cafe, baby. The Most Turned Cafe here at lightradio.org with the original Dusty Footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, everybody.
Case
and his sometime partner, occasional sidekick, comic, actor, Mr. Mike Diesel, everybody. Our call in line is 304-885-0708. 304-885-0708. Nobody wants to call us. And we understand that. And this show is currently not sponsored.
I don't know. We're down to 21 listeners now. Okay, so we went down from 25 to 21. So
yeah. Your ratings took a plunge.
I don't know, man.
We went from 0.000000002 to 0.00001.5.
That's right. We have an unpopular. We're going to be more unpopular than the president, you know. So here's the point of this show, by the way, in case you guys have missed it, is to eat shit every morning because it's going to get better the day after the day goes on. Maybe. Right. Although, Trump seems to be fighting with us about can we make a breakfast that can make you stomach him? He seems to be challenging us.
You are not ever going to be able to make breakfast like McDonald's. Greatest breakfast ever.
I love that cheeseburger with a sandwich with a couple of home fries. I like that, you know. I love that. Oh, it's one of my best sandwiches, man. I love it.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was as good as a moose. That was as good as a
Well, John, here we are. At
the end of all things. All right, man. Well, we're going to keep the conversation going here until the stink reaches, levels.
Yeah, and remember what I said, John. Try not to forget to give me a call back sometime today.
Okay? How about right now after we hang up?
Well, yeah, give me about a half hour and then call me back.
Oh, I will. Okay, man. Okay, yeah. Sure.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Bye. Take care. Everybody, take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next.